From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Some Missouri business interests are voicing opposition to Monday's rollout of the Obama administration's new clean power plan. The new rule is designed to cut power plant emissions by 32% by the year 2030, using state-by-state targets to implement the cuts. Ray McCarty heads Associated Industries of Missouri. He says the new rule will drive up utility costs for Missouri homeowners and businesses.
82% of our energy is generated from coal right now. So to change to any other fuel source is going to be more expensive. And of course, you have to accommodate the plants to be able to do that. And that will also be a cost that consumers must bear.
The Missouri chapter of the Sierra Club is praising the new rule, however. Director John Hickey says it will increase air quality in the St. Louis area, as well as create jobs in the renewable energy sector. Meanwhile, Ameren, Missouri officials say in a written statement that they are withholding comment until they've analyzed the new rule's impact. A Missouri state lawmaker has apologized for telling media he believes he wasn't impaired after pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated. State Representative David Henson apologized Tuesday to Cole County Associated Circuit Judge Thomas Sodergren and says he is guilty. The St. Clair Republican previously told the Associated Press he didn't believe he was actually intoxicated. Henson said last week that he agreed to the charge to avoid court expenses and potentially losing his driver's license for a year. Sodergren told Henson his conflicting statements could lead the public to distrust the system. Henson said he had one alcoholic drink and was taking medication that could have made him drowsy. Two police officers who shot and killed a man in a Columbia parking garage will not face charges. Special Prosecutor Doug Abley announced Monday the officers were justified in shooting 51-year-old Mark Adair in April. One officer was with the Columbia Police Department, and the other was a University of Missouri officer. Abley says footage from an officer's body camera confirmed information from the officers and witnesses. They say the incident began after officers saw Adair confronting some women in the parking garage. He was shot several times when he would not stop struggling with an officer to get his gun. Authorities believe Adair tried to rob and sexually assault another woman before going to the parking garage. The Boone County Commission is likely to decide this month whether to move an Operation Desert Storm memorial from public courthouse land to a private cemetery. The memorial includes a small ichthus, sometimes called a Jesus fish. The commission has wrestled with the issue since the Americans United for Separation of Church and State threatened in June 2014 to take legal action against governments that allow religious symbols on public property. The commission on Thursday will consider an order to move the memorial to the historic Columbia Cemetery. The order came after Columbia attorney Dan Simon concluded the memorial violates the Missouri Constitution. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports a second reading and final approval of the relocation order is on the commission's August 11 meeting agenda. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KPIA News, Columbia.